This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Alfred La Chapelle, I love that name, was born in 1846 in Canada, his family coming to Canada from France in 1651. He was 17 when he immigrated to the United States. He worked in the timber industry, where he lost part of his right hand in an accident. He carried mail, ran a ferry, operated a trading post, and was a deputy sheriff. When he married Arnetti Lord in 1882, Arnetti being the brother of Richard Lord, he was a prosperous cattleman and owned a store. He was friends with the Indians, and many worked for him. Alfred had traveled to the Chelan Valley several times with his brother-in-law Richard and Gus Cooper. When the three men found out that land in the valley, which had been Indian reservation, was opened for homesteading by government decree, they decided to sell their holdings in the Yakima Valley and move north. Dick and Gus took homesteads on the north side of Lake Chelan, and Alfred chose land on the Columbia River near Chelan Falls. A plat showed the land to be vacant and unappropriated. He complied with terms regulating homestead entries. Alfred built a house and moved his family onto the land in June 1890. On the homestead, Alfred built a barn, planted a fruit orchard, and a huge garden. He improved the house and put a white picket fence around the yard. He had a ferry to transport people across the Columbia River from the Douglas County side to the La Chapelle Landing. Seeing the need for a better road, Alfred was instrumental in getting a road built from the town of Chelan Falls up the hill to Chelan, following the south side of the Chelan River. Soon after they had moved on to their place on the river, Long Jim and Chelan Bob took Alfred to court to show cause why he should retain possession. But the flood of 1894 washed their home away, and then after 7 years of costly litigation, the judge decreed that the land should revert back to the Indians. In March of 1898, he went to the Klondike Gold Rush. After a year and a half, he returned to Chelan and the home of Lord Acres. Alfred took up a homestead in Boyd District, later selling it. He built a two-story house in Chelan about 1907. Still wanting to farm, he leased land from Tom Patterson on the old Chelan Falls Road and farmed there until his death in 1923. Arnetti lived in the house on Tro until her death in 1945. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.